Thank you, Madam Chair. Thank you very much for your your remark, and you are totally right. And I forgot to mention that because what I presented you is on the, I would say, the first step, which is the productions, eventually the export level. And I didn't talk about the import level. And you see, you are in Europe, you have different initiatives, and I know one which is done in the ranges market, for instance, with some our members and importers members are involving in this. They are in this. I would say view to, or they are sensitized on how to reduce this food loss or food waste, and how to valorize them. And for instance, the ranges market itself. They signed a contract with a sort of charity. It's not well. Let's call it like this: an association, which is in charge to organize the comeback of some people who were not working since a long time, were in jail, and so on. They have a big problem in their life, and they give them the possibility to transform those food waste. And it's not waste, it's not suitable for trading, because this is what we said, the consumer, they don't want to have a defect, and they can't use it, and by law or by regulation, they can't sell them. And the wholesale people or the importers, they take on a voluntary basis, they give, they don't sell it. They give to this association those products, and they process them, making jam, making soup, and proposing to poor people or people who need, okay, they disseminate it to a network to use them. This is the first thing. The second one is the ranges market is collecting the waste, because of course you have some big defect or rotten products, and they have the obligation for hygiene or sanitary aspects to put them on the big containers, and those containers are using for compost or methanization. This is the second point. And concerning the importer themselves, they have two ways. One is to give their I would say the second grade or third grade products to this association, or of course to valorize them through I would say a process. They sell them or they give them to recycling companies to avoid those waste and to valorize them. This is on the and also they train their people on their chain to make sure and to take care about the company and to avoid any accidents, or to make, I mean, their operation more efficient, to make sure that the products coming in their premises and their warehouses will be not have a defect due to, I would say, handling or bad handling, I would say, management. This is where the importers, as I know, in Europe are doing for avoiding any waste or food loss. Thank you.